Monday was the 138th opening day for the Reds. After seven innings, Cincinnati lost to the St. Louis Cardinals 1-0. The Reds opened the season with eight players on the disabled list, including starter Matt Latos and closer Aroldis Chapman. The team's former pitching coach, Brian Price, made his debut as team manager.
It's a situation that can be overwhelming if you allow it to be. You know, I mean, not a lot of people have, I think, the 61st manager to get to have this opportunity to have an opening day here with the Reds. And so that in and of itself can be overwhelming if I allow it to be. I think the most important thing is to embrace this wonderful moment, not just in my life and in my family's, but for this particular team and this group and this ownership and the fans.
Opening day might be a big deal in most cities, but the excitement attached to the unofficial holiday in Cincinnati is palpable. Reds right fielder Jay Bruce compares the day to a playoff game.
For the city of Cincinnati, I've been fortunate enough to be here, spend all of my opening days here, and it's very special. It really is. I mean, there's the parade that I've never seen or been a part of, but I hear it's great. It's it's truly something that Cincinnati really does first class, and I am honored and humbled to be a part of it.
Left fielder Ryan Ludwig says it's pretty normal to get butterflies on this day.
I think every opening day is memorable. You obviously have the jet flyover, you have the fireworks, you have the parade. It's a special day. It's a day we all look forward to, you know, getting out of spring training and actually getting under the real lights and playing meaningful games. So, if you don't have a little bit of butterflies and a little bit of nerves and a lot of excitement, then there's something wrong.
It can be a bit nerve-wracking for many of the players. Center fielder Billy Hamilton went 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, and before the game, he admitted to being nervous.
I couldn't sleep last night. Sleep about 30 minutes, wake up 30 more minutes. I mean, just thinking about the game. Feel like I'm back in my high school championship game, you know.
The Reds were shut out this opening day for the first time since 1953. Pitcher Johnny Cueto only allowed three hits, but one of them was a home run off the bat of the Cardinals' Yadier Molina in the seventh inning. Still, it's the pageantry and excitement of opening day in Cincinnati that grabs the attention of many fans like Priscilla Wishmeyer. She and her family have traveled from Seymour, Indiana for the last 28 years to enjoy the Reds opener.
We've always been longtime Reds fans. Even when we were young and little, we would come the 100 miles to the ballparks here in Cincinnati, and we just enjoy it. We're big Reds supporters.
Dressed in a cape covered in Cincinnati Reds decals, chest painted with the words opening day, and sporting a Reds cowboy hat and boxer shorts, Tom Grabo says he always enjoys coming to the game in costume. But the 25-year-old says he's not alone when it comes to extra enthusiasm on opening day.
The whole city gets into it. I mean, every other game I come painted up, and it's an amazing experience for me. I have a great time, but it's not as much as opening day. Opening day, it feels like a carnival for everybody.
The day was sunny and warm, and the crowd of 43,134 at Great American Ballpark settled in. Paul Davidson and his wife Sharon are big baseball fans. They were sitting behind home plate on the third base side.
Well, I just love the Reds. I've just moved here in 2010, so I've come to four opening days. But I used to live in Dallas, and I'd fly up just for opening day. Cincinnati is a baseball town.
Game time was set for 4:10 at Great American Ballpark, but anyone living in or just visiting the Queen City couldn't miss what today's theme in Cincinnati would be. Thousands lined the streets in downtown Cincinnati to enjoy the 95th annual Findlay Market opening day parade. Reds Hall of Famer Davy Concepcion led the parade as Grand Marshal, and honorary Grand Marshal was Teddy Kramer. Last year, the 30-something became a celebrity when he was honorary bat boy for the team and featured on ESPN's E60. Like many diehard fans, Teddy thoroughly enjoys opening day. He said he had a lot of fun waving to the fans in the parade, but as far as opening day in Cincinnati goes, Teddy echoed what many people feel.
It's awesome. I love it.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.